This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at Genesis Communications Network. I'm Vincent Fennelli. And we're not taking calls today. Rich has a lot to talk about. And so do I. From Montana, live, Rich Sheehan. Welcome, Rich.
Well, thank you, Vincent. Did you catch up on your farm work yesterday, by the way?
Oh, hey, yeah, I wanted to say thank you so much. I wanted to thank you for two things. One, for helping me when I needed some time for the farm. And two, for mentioning cars. And so since you...
I'm so shocked how I do that at the beginning of every show, every time I'm on the air with you. It's just, it's amazing.
Well, the amazing thing is, I don't even hear it sometimes. Sometimes I don't hear you even mention cars, but I know you have. But now, since you've mentioned, and class, that term, since you've mentioned cars, is the title of the unfinished, unpublished, not available for sale book that I'm writing. It's called Since You've Mentioned Cars. And that's with Rich Sheehan. That's where that originated, right here on that broadcast. So, but since you mentioned cars, Rich, negative interest rates. You know, we talked privately off the air a few days ago about negative interest rates. And they've been, popping up here and there, but gosh, it looks like it's taking off. And class, let me just give you a thumbnail, a very short thumbnail of what I'm talking about. When I lived in Virginia, I knew the bank president, and there were five branches of this particular countywide bank. And so it was a very small bank, and just branches in the county. They were not outside the county. And I happened to meet the bank president years and years ago, and because we had a business, we got a chance to see each other every once in a while. And whenever we had some extra funds lying around, I'd call him up, and his name was Bobby, not Robert, Bobby. I'd call Bobby up, and I'd say, "Hey, Bobby, what can you do on a certificate of deposit? What's your best rate?" And he'd say, "Well, in the lobby it says," and he'd give me some number, and I'd go, "Yeah, I know what it says in the lobby, but I'm just wondering what you can do for me." And I would always get a better rate. And one day he said, "Hey, Vinny," when I called him and asked him that same question, because I'd ask him, pretty often every, few months. One day he said, "Vinny, we're not going to charge you to hold your money." And, that was so foreign to me. Now, that was 30 years ago, 30 years ago. Now it's not foreign. He knew this was coming. He just didn't tell me. "Hey, y'all better get ready because pretty soon, in 30 years or so, we're going to charge you to hold on to your money." And that's exactly what's happening in Europe with pension funds. Pensioners are being charged to hold their money in a bank. So you start out with, let's say, $1,000. After a year, you might have 900 and something. Let's say 980. That's what's happening right now. Rich, would you like to comment on that, how serious this is? This is far to
everybody. Yeah, and I know I've given talks on this years ago on negative interest rates and the overall effect of the economy when you look at our, and Vince, I'm going to need some time to put everything in perspective and context, because I want to dovetail ideas and solutions with that in case there's some power that be that isn't greedy, that believes in economic output and productivity and not crony capitalism. But, you know, we've talked about this in a lot of detail regarding welfare for the rich. We've talked about, you know, fractional reserve lending, stock buybacks, printing money out of thin air, where the money goes from the bottom 93% in the form of wealth redistribution to the elite at the top 1% under the guise of liquidity and solvency issues. So banks and Wall Street and all the too big to fails and too big to jails and the zombie companies, we've talked about all this. They're getting all the bailouts because it's a lot less left-right paradigm, a lot more aristocracy managing and controlling the serfs. Now, there is so, I mean, there's so much data. And what Vince is talking about, folks, is an article that I'm sure most of this audience has read about banks. This particular bank was in Ireland imposing negative rates on cash-held pensions. Well, Europe's had negative rates for a long time. And we've even had negative rates for a long time when you incorporate the definition of real interest rates. See, we've talked a lot about Hegelian dialectic, just a lot of how they reinterpret and redefine terms and definitions. Now, you've heard me talk about earnings and markets and fundamentals, liquidity, solvency, inflation, deflation, fair value, leverage, evaluations of price to earnings, price to sales, GDP, credit, debt, core business corporations, money printing, free market, supply and demand, velocity of money, profits. All these terms are now ambiguous because there's so much corruption and manipulation and a creative accounting behind the scenes. Now, this particular article talked about how they're going to do this against the wealthy, for the phony benevolence, there's so much phoniness going on, phony philanthropy, phony nobility, phony equality, fairness, tolerance, diversity, diplomacy, economics, and like Dr. Shilley and I talked about yesterday, phony medicine and the institutions supposedly controlling that. Everything is phony, and while using divide and conquer strategies to keep us off balance. So they're saying, well, only the people who have $1 million or £1 million or whatever unit of measure in the wealthy are going to get be affected. Well, let me tell you, these super wealthy, they have so many loopholes that they don't even pay. If they pay taxes, it's such a small amount percentage of their net worth compared to what we pay, because all the loopholes and all the scams are in their favor. Now, when we talk about negative interest rates, we also talk about, it's also in the context of bail-ins. So the bank depositors are, in that context, paying the fees. So right now we have a lot of loans, you know, postponing mortgages and rent payments under the term of forbearance. I'm sure you've heard this. Basically, creating a greater probability of negative rates for banks or lenders, and they all get their money from taxpayers and savers by forced confiscations. But negative interest rates are really an admission to the forced confiscations. And right now we have over 70% of government debt issued in the past year is going to mature in the next 11 to 12 months. So that's also an indication that we're heading towards possible negative interest rates. Now, years ago, I gave quite a few presentations about this. But now we have more delinquencies, more defaults, more bankruptcies, and more creative accounting and theft from the elite towards the little people. Now, when I talked about if we go to negative interest rates, if we go, I'm being repetitive for a purpose. We got to remember that That's a word, whether it be investment or commercial. They should be called casinos, okay? A bank, the only difference between the state of Nevada and banks is the fact that you don't have a pretty girl serving you drinks to get you drunk while you're in the lobby. That's it, okay? Because the house always wins. Banks have been borrowing from the U.S. Treasury. Now it's the U.S. Treasury slash Fed because of their so-called voluntary merger, if you will. So they're borrowing at basically zero. It's like you getting a product. Let's say you're a manufacturer and you're selling widgets. You get that widget for free, or all the parts to put it together for free, and then you get to write off your labor for whatever reason. Maybe you get a grant from the government, which happens a lot. And then you sell those widgets for a profit. Well, the spread is not only amazing for you, which banks get, but they have no risk now. They're totally protected. You've heard me use the term victim group status and protectionist group status. Banks get full rights and protection under the protectionist group status definition. So what we need to do is several things. So that's why I use that disclaimer. If we go to negative interest rates, and if we do these things I'm about to mention, because I try to give benefits and representation to the little people, the bottom 93% of income earners, who does not get any. Because, I mean, when you look at what's happening behind the scenes, a lot of it's not even hidden anymore. The Fed's buying even they're buying bonds, exchange-traded funds, ETFs. That's not even supposed to be legal. It's supposed to you have to have a guaranteed issuance by the government, like Ginnie Mae's and U.S. Treasuries and things like that. So the Fed is trying to own everything, which is, I think, a very dangerous situation. But yet at the same time, because of all this printing of money and giving away to the too big to fails and too big to jails, they're also becoming insolvent. So I don't know what direction are we going in. Are we going to sound money like silver and gold? It all makes sense from a common sense perspective, logical perspective. But with crony capitalism and corruption in our government and corporations, common sense and logic doesn't usually prevail. It's usually corruption and manipulation, and what the big guys say prevail, so they can feed their own power, money, control, addictions. Now, when you look at how the Fed's buying corporate bonds, high-yield junk bonds, ETFs, munis, record bond issuance, you know, massive liquidity for so-called credit support that's literally collapsing. You have companies like BlackRock, which is a government liaison to the public for selling these instruments, getting paid tens of millions of dollars when the public can go online and buy them direct. And they're charging the people and the Fed 3% commission paid for by the taxpayers. Remember, we pay for everything via taxes and inflation. So more wealth transfer from the little guy to the top 1%. And I hear the music coming. I have a lot more details to speak about, Vince, on what needs to be done to maybe have some powers that be in the White House care about the little people and do something about it. We'll be right back after this break, folks.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better. better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Evans with us in Montana, and he's giving us a detailed explanation of negative interest rates, what that means to you, and we'll get to the point where what do you do about it? Rich Evans, back to you.
Yeah, and I'm going to incorporate, Vince, the part of what you need to do about it, because I've given this talk before, years ago, and now I know some people are thinking, should I go out and buy zero-coupon bonds? I'm not saying it's a bad idea. I'm just saying that everything in this corrupt world is about speculation, hedging, and guessing, and gambling. Because we, the little people, don't get the inside information. So that being said, I'm going to dovetail. I'm trying to build up some information here so people get what's going on, because we are allowing the powers that be to confuse liquidity and solvency. We are allowing them to socialize their losses and capitalize their gains. So instead of doing bailouts for the elite, we need to give bailouts to the middle class, because part of the whole communist insurrection that's happening, one of the main portions for their success is to eliminate the middle class. And I know this audience is aware of that. So I'm going to make suggestions, hoping that maybe there's somebody in the elite Washington, D.C. crowd that actually gives a crap about the people. So as long as we allow ourselves to be groomed and be desensitized for the wrong things and cowardly offended and overly sensitized for things that lower the bars of standards and expectations, especially for jobs, as long as we keep drinking the Kool-Aid of political correctness, things are not going to get better. We can't allow things like victim group status to give excuses, alibis, and justifications and smoke screens for the elite to steal money from the little guy, because that's exactly what's happening. And so let me get into this, some suggestions, what really needs to happen. We need to take the mean household debt. I'm going to just shoot from the hip. I don't know what that number is. And say, let's say it's $30,000. Okay? What we need to do, instead of bailing out the wealthy, now, has President Trump been giving some checks and helping out small businesses and the little people? Absolutely. But there's also a very huge price to pay if consumer confidence in the Federal Reserve note, U.S. dollar, goes away, or we lose the formal crown of world reserve currency status. These are all huge issues. I think what needs to happen is if we're going to go to sound money, the president has to allow the little people X amount of Federal Reserve notes to be able to buy silver or gold at a certain price, because the elite are going to buy everything up because they're going to get the inside track. So we have to protect the little people. So regarding the mean household debt, let's say it's $30,000. We give that to each home for people who make under X, a certain amount of money, like these PPP loans have been so abused. So many people, wealthy people, we've given names of people and companies on this show. Multimillionaires have taken advantage of this and had bought luxurious items and vacations with it. And the people pay for it, again, through taxation or inflation. So if we had that, let's say there was a $30,000 check that went to everybody who made less than $100,000. I'm shooting from the hip. Don't shoot the messenger here. I'm just giving examples. The people who owe that debt, they have to pay it off to their creditors. Okay? So they get to be out of debt. The people who are out of debt in the first place get rewarded for living below their means and knowing the fine lines between needs and wants. This way, the people who are the savers, who are frugal, who do the right thing, don't get penalized. And then you have, let's say, a year to pay to go out and buy goods. And then this way you get rewarded for your frugality and living below your means. And I got way more to say after the break. Man, these breaks come up quick, Vince. We appreciate you being here, folks. Hopefully we can give you some good information. We'll be back after the break.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Tropical Storm Isaias is now accelerating and speeding up the mid-Atlantic coastline, still with gusty winds of nearly 70 miles an hour at times, but it's mostly the rain that's making news. It's dumped 6 and 7 inches of rain on parts of Maryland, Virginia, and Delaware. So far, the heaviest damage, though, is reported earlier in North Carolina. That's where the storm spawned a tornado that's blamed for at least one fatality. New Yorkers are bracing for the arrival of the storm. Mayor Bill de Blasio says he's most concerned about flooding from the heavy rains. They've set up some barriers in lower Manhattan to try to hold back the waters. He's also urging New Yorkers to spend a few hours not going outside until the storm has passed, headed ultimately for southern New England. And this is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The U.S. Justice Department is now investigating Army Private Vanessa Guillen's death. President Trump met with Guillen's mother and two sisters last Thursday in the Oval Office, and they reportedly offered him legislation named for the 26-year-old, or I should say 20-year-old, from Houston, who was murdered by another soldier at Fort Hood. The I Am Vanessa Guillen Act aims to create a third-party agency that would handle sexual harassment claims in the U.S. military. A new survey by a left-leaning group claims most Minneapolis residents want to dismantle that city's police department. The survey done by Benenson Strategy Group, commissioned by the American Civil Liberties Union and the Fairness Project, it says 56% of Minneapolis voters would support a new community safety department replacing the police. 30% of respondents say they wouldn't support the measure. 14% say they're undecided. A Florida woman is on an emotional roller coaster after a hospital mix-up. Kristen Chapman got a call last week from a hospital that her husband had died from COVID-19. 7 hours later, she got another call that her husband was still alive. Chapman says she doesn't understand how that kind of miscommunication can happen in an American hospital. Her 39-year-old husband has since been moved to a different hospital but is expected to recover. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What? Keep it.
God, you're take my when you go for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Rich Evans with us, and we've been talking about negative interest rates and what it means to you. And we're going to get to the point where we tell you why this is important. And so what Rich has been telling you is with negative interest rates combined with inflation, you have less over time. The longer you put your, we'll call it cash, in a bank, for example, that pays negative interest rates, the less you're going to have over time. So you put in a dollar and you're going to get less than a dollar out. Combine that with the reduction in the purchasing power through the negatives of inflation, meaning it'll cost you more units of measure, meaning more dollars to buy that thing that you would have bought before. So it's going to cost more units, and you're going to have less of them. So it's a double whammy, and that's what Rich is telling us about. Rich, please continue.
Yeah, thanks, man. So I could talk about this stuff for 6 hours. So I'm going to shortcut my solutions here because we just don't have enough time, folks, and I apologize for that. But what we need to do, and you've heard me say this in piecemeal off and on because I do shortcut a lot of things because of time, what we need to do is stop creating avenues for the elite to give opportunities only to the ass-kissers, yes-men, tattletales, what group you're in, selling out the little guy. When you delegitimize truth, you basically leaves you with, never mind, no truth, but you delegitimize work. And it just basically allows the wealthy people to buy the narratives where the little people are racking up delinquencies, defaults, and bankruptcies. So what we need to do is we need to have that, let's say that $30,000 I use as an example, I shot from the hip with that, and give it to people to either get out of debt or the people who have done the right thing to go out and buy things. Now, could that velocity of money create an inflation situation? Possibly, at least a little bit, but I can't see the Federal Reserve note lasting that many years, at least in having that much purchasing power. That's why negative interest rates, it could be a benefit if the things I'm about to say happen, because then the little people can buy houses with virtually no risk. When you have zero interest rate or close to it, what's it called if you default? It's called renting. That means you don't have much risk, just like the big guys have had, okay? And if the Federal Reserve note's going to lose purchasing power over time in the near future, that means your amortization schedule towards the back end, even possibly the middle or the beginning, could be a huge benefit because you could be paying back your loans in what I call quote-unquote chicken feed. So this could be, without looking at it, I can't predict the future. I don't have a crystal ball, but this could be the best time to buy. But what we're saying at USA Prepares is get out of urban, suburban America. Go rural, buy 20 to 40 acres if you can, have a garden, raise some animals, buy a woodlot, and start relearning those lost 19th century skills, but you can still dovetail them to 21st century technology. So what we need also is some type of means testing. We need laws of excess because this will never end. You have eight people with a higher net worth than half the world. Half the country. Now, you cannot allow the elite to make all the laws, to basically create NGOs or any type of disguise to have their agenda and protect themselves. They get all the loopholes, they get everything. We are allowing us to poison us against ourselves. We're allowing the elite to poison us against ourselves. So we need laws of excess. You know, let's say if we had, and I'm shooting from the hip again, you can't have more than a $10 million net worth. All the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Soros, you know, they always say, oh, it's the male's fault. Oh, it's the white male's fault. Well, how come, have you ever thought that Bezos, Buffett, Soros, Zuckerberg, Gates, the Cuomos, Anderson Cooper, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Cooks, the Murdochs, the Clintons will have, no one's asking, including Hollywood and the mainstream media, no one's asking for them to confiscate their wealth because they're pale-skinned. And yet Chelsea Clinton gets a job right out of college for almost $1 million a year, and her mother flies around the world talking about white privilege and carbon footprints for the little people. Think about double standards and hypocrisies here, folks. We're getting to the point that it has nothing to do with what skin pigmentation, what gender, what sexual orientation. In fact, here's a really good Twitter post from James Woods. It's very short. America is not divided by race, color, gender, or sexual orientation. America is divided into wise people and fools. And fools divide themselves by race, color, gender, or sexual orientation. See, you've heard me talk about this for years. When you have certain people feel obligated and entitled to play the victim group status card, and then they demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job or based on what group you're in, you eliminate any chance of success because hard work, proven results, qualifications now mean nothing. Basically, what you're doing is you're doubting your own value. And then the same people demand no protection, rights, or restitution under the rule of law for the people affected who have been targeted for this. Because let's say, they're a white male. Guess what you do? You create precedents to eliminate the rule of law. And you're protecting the most destructive, illegal, corrupt companies in the world by giving them liability immunity. You are enabling wealth inequality to occur. I want you to think about that. You're enabling wealth inequality to occur. So corruption, manipulation, fraud, racketeering, crimes, pedophilia, treason, sedition, espionage. No transparency, no light at the end of the tunnel for the other people. That creates no confidence in the system because of all these hypocrisies and double standards. This makes us an unaccountable, non-functional, unsustainable gig economy. So what we also need is we need to increase the mortgages for the little people. Maybe 30 years, maybe for 5 years, we go to 100-year mortgages. Now, again, I'm shooting from the hip. We need to get rid of this casino bank stuff that I talked about a moment ago. We need to reinstate a Glass-Steagall-type legislation. We have to also look at all these unit of measures, like GDP. How can GDP be relevant at all in a situation when 70% of consumption in America rates is the unit of measure for GDP? It can no longer be done. It's no longer relevant. We can't buy happiness with GDP ratings or all these other unit of measures that words have been hijacked by definition to use as mostly tools of division and cloaks of disguise. So we need to do all these things. And we need to go dismantle central banks. I talk about group identity politics a lot. I talk about central banks, Keynesian economics, and, of course, our present demographic situation. I spent hours on all this. But we need to talk about changing our debt-based currency. We need to audit the Fed. We need to reevaluate opportunities for little people. You know, when I try to hire 30 attorneys and they tell me I didn't have they didn't have enough group self-pity points. Group self-pity points. These are divide and conquer strategies. This makes people, because of ego, and they don't want to admit they were wrong. Basically, they automatically, it's a psyop. They want to defend their group and their hyphen and their pronoun. We are literally giving free lunch to the elite while they are abandoning the rule of law, creating their own precedents, making divide and conquer strategies against us. And we have people in our ranks selling out to the highest bidder while they're using our taxpayer dollars to manufacture the perception of their self-importance and self-preservation. So, and we also need to break up all big companies. The word oligarchy and monopoly need to be done, especially in the realm of big tech. In fact, I have so many articles here about big tech, I'm not even going to be getting into regarding censorship, regarding surveillance, regarding voter fraud and dominance. And, oh, my God, this just, censoring conservatives. Not allowing conservative apps. I mean, I can go on and on. Helping communist China. I mean, it's gotten to the point where the Democrats, the mainstream media, Hollywood, and the powers that be have literally sold out to treason and sedition with China against the American people. And this is why we have so much corruption, racketeering, leaks, espionage, treason, sedition, fraud, and malicious, nefarious use of power, and all this partisan bias. Treason is violation of the allegiance owed to the sovereign state against the Constitution, giving aid and comfort to our enemy. Well, the Democrats want nothing to do with the Constitution. How many professors and scientists under the veil of universities have we allowed this type of stuff to happen? I mean, it's, and I know I have articles somewhere in here regarding that, which I'll probably never get to. And sedition is stirring up resistance, discord, rebellion against the government in power. This is what's happening. This is what big tech is doing. The phony philanthropists are doing. The people who are saying we don't have protection and rights under the rule of law because we don't have enough group self-pity points. This is what is happening to the little people. So we need to get rid of all these big companies. They need to be split up. We need to have laws of access. We need to stop the lobbyists, the special interests, and the PACs. We need the people to decide how much net worth needs to be done had at the very top, because the powers that be are bought and pay, buying and paying for everybody. They're funding both sides of wars, NGOs, geoengineering, including man-made bioweapons. You know, we need to, if we go, we need to reincorporate Glass-Steagall. We need to have means testing. We need to increase the years of mortgage on the amortization schedule. We need to take that household debt and maybe eliminate it from the little people and give that money to the people who have done the right thing with frugality and living below their means so they don't get penalized. We need to dismantle central banks, dismantle debt-based currency, audit the Fed, and we need to transfer power back to the people, like Donald Trump said when he first got elected. And I see so much cowardly, treasonous people at the top. Donald Trump, I don't see him having any support. We have coups against a duly elected president. We have phony dossiers on and on and on, and nothing's getting done. We'll be right back, folks.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy to transport, easy to conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super dense, superfood, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots. And the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. Silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at Silverlungs.com. That's Silverlungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, Rich, you've mentioned the real plan is to get out of the urban and suburban environment. There is no substitute for that. If you want to have freedom, that's what you're going to have to do. It's as simple as that. Rich?
Well, absolutely, because they're going to continue to distract, dumb down, and divide the American people. You know, here we have an article, which is extremely insulting to minorities. California is lowering the bar exam in order to pass more minority lawyers. You know, this is a bunch of crap. And Larry Elder just came out with a new documentary titled Uncle Tom, which is waking a lot of people up. And, you know, when they say, oh, every black or every female or every transgender or every homosexual or every this, or it's all a bunch of crap. We're all Americans, and we need to learn to read and research and think for ourselves. Even everything that we say, all the articles that I'm mentioning here are all published in the public domain. You need to verify the things that even I say so you can prove that it's not right, because what they're doing, and I've said this for years, is race baiting. Race, gender, sexual, religion, they're manufacturing pity, guilt, and the perception of everything. Their job is to sway public opinion by basically owning the narratives. This is how they divide people. You don't, with group identity politics, okay, if we don't have the same rules, laws, and accountability stand for truth, then forget about it. America's done, because they're using professional wordsmithing, media propaganda, subliminal messaging, and they're insulting, degrading, and disrespecting you at the same time. They're saying you can't compete. Your work is suboptimal. They're insulting your work ethic, ability, and intelligence. No example or country in the world has divided the people for the benefit of the people. It's in order to bring in communist insurrection, authoritarianism, totalitarianism, to basically, it's an elite takeover in a few words. You don't empower a nation or a person or a group by lowering the bars of standards and expectations. What you're doing is making people submissive. You're breaking their will. You are literally destroying America by the rewarding of mediocrity, which eliminates opportunity, productivity, innovation, ingenuity for the little guy. It doesn't do any benefits to the people. You know, that James Wood tweet is something that we've been saying on this show for years in different words. And, you know, we're in some very deep crap right now. You know, President Trump just signed an executive order on hiring Americans. That's called guts. That's the things that we need. We need to take care of our homeland first before we take care of other people, when the Democrats are literally trying to divide and conquer the nation. And why is that important? Because New Jersey is now legally allowing illegals, think about that, to obtain professional licenses. You know, there's a lot of things that goes on behind the scenes. When I talk about something, you know, some people who are thinking emotionally think we're all racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobic, intolerant, violent, hater, conspiracy theorist, anti-this with an ism, is, and phobia on the back of every word. That's a bunch of crap, because those people aren't thinking 3, 4, 5, 6 moves ahead. They're not playing good chess. They're not shooting good pool. Because that's what the enemies of anti-American are doing. Just like Nevada passes a bill to allow 100% mail-in voting. Well, this guy Lawrence Tribe reveals that there's a plot to make Nancy Pelosi president. You know how they're going to do this, folks? They're going to have mail-in voting, and the voting is going to basically take a long time to count the votes, and they're going to postpone either the election or the counting of the votes for the election, and then Congress is going to basically put in their own president. That's what they're trying to do. And if you don't think that thinking 2, 3, 4, 5 moves ahead has any validity, then you need to do more reading and research, because this is very serious stuff right here. And big tech is doing everything in our power to make sure this information doesn't get to the people. You know, all this white, anti-white male stuff. Okay, court documents. Bill Clinton alleged to have appeared on Epstein's Island. We've known about this for years, but he's been on the Loyola Express, or whatever that express plane is. I mean, we've known that we've seen the logs of the planes. Bill Clinton denies Guffrey allegation he went to Epstein's Island. I think Guffrey is, she could be that Ghislaine Maxwell's real name. With two young girls. Never been. Well, how, as Bill Clinton would say, it all depends on how you define been. Records of Prince Andrew location on night of molestation destroyed by police. Okay, OAC says Hawaiian statue of priest who served lepers as a white supremacist culture. Folks, it's nothing to do with white or male. It's everything to do with the aristocracy controlling the serfs. Get it? Everything is a scam. We'll be back after the break.
You know, Rich, you mentioned Prince Andrew, and they say in England that was a matter of national security. They can't have those records lying around. That's what they said.
Yeah,
can you imagine
that's
that?
That's called a fraud, scam, excuse, enable.
When we come back, I've got a couple comments about the spy technology that you mentioned.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.